Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Home Practice with Hallie. I'm your host, Hallie Miraglada, here with the mission to make the tools of yoga more accessible to all bodies, no matter where in the world you make your home. Thanks for listening. Today's episode is a 30-minute meditation and breathwork class with an emphasis on visualization. All you need is yourself and something comfortable to sit on, whether you're on the ground, on a folded blanket, a cushion, or a bolster, or whether you choose to sit upright in a chair. Give yourself a couple of moments to get situated, and then I'll meet you back here shortly to begin. All right, so we'll go ahead and get started here by finding a comfortable seated position. So whether you're sitting on the ground and you'd like to grab a pillow or a bolster or a folded blanket to slide underneath your seat in order to elevate your hips, or if it's better for your body to sit on a chair and let your feet rest down on a blanket or a bolster to relax your hip flexors, either way. Give yourself a moment or two to get comfortable. Give yourself a little shift from side to side, feeling the adjustment of the sits bones underneath you. And then find a little bit of active awareness around the lower abdominal muscles. And just lift slightly so that you're lengthening the low back as well. And allow your palms to rest down on your thighs. And just take a moment to settle in relative stillness here. Simply observing your natural state as you arrive to your mat. As always, we'll start with a little bit of movement to prepare the body to sit. Then gently release your right ear down to your right shoulder. You feel some space along the left side of the neck. And then draw your chin down towards your chest so you feel space along the back of the neck. And now take your left ear over towards your left shoulder, feeling a stretch along the right side of the neck. And just observing and softening where you can. Go ahead and take the next couple of breaths here to repeat these gentle little half moon shapes as you trace chin to shoulder, chin to chest. And giving yourself a moment to loosen any residual tension from sleep, from habit, from posture. And take about one more breath here, just evening out any last movements. And then return to center, lengthening the crown of the head, the very top of the head. Find a slight tuck of your chin towards your chest, just a little bit, to further lengthen the back of the neck. And you can either close your eyes here or just soften the lids of your eyes so you're gazing down. We tend to become more distracted through the things we see with our eyes than any of the other sensory inputs, like touch or audio. So just giving yourself permission, doing what you can to remove distractions from your space. And proper breath technique is really one of the first ways you can increase tone in the pelvic floor, the very low abdominal muscles. So as we bring more awareness to the breath, I invite you to think of the breath as a seed planted in the lowest part of the abdomen. Right, and with each inhalation, that area expands underneath the belly button. And with each exhalation, think of a concentration of energy in the same space becoming more tightly bound. So we'll just enter into observation of the breath, but considering the region of the lower belly. So begin to just notice the quality and the texture of your inhales and exhales. As you breathe, begin to notice which one feels longer, the exhales or the inhales. And begin to notice perhaps if your breath has a color. This can just be an energetic feeling of observation of this color of the breath. But whatever color you feel or visualize, maybe it's a cool blue or green, maybe it's a warm gold or a vibrant orange, just start to visualize that color that matches your state, your energy, as a little ball of energy right at the base of the tailbone, at the lower sacrum. And as you breathe, visualizing that light form, that ball of energy, and that color, with your inhalations, start to see the color traveling upward the spine toward the crown of the head, reaching the top of the crown at the top of your inhale. And with the exhalations, watch that color rush all the way back down toward the base of the tailbone. Seeing the spine as this conduit for the energy of the body, embodied by this light. As you breathe, just visually trace the path of your breath. And in the mind's eye, seeing the breath of the inhale rising upward. And with the exhale, seeing the energy of the breath coming back down to the root. Take another moment here, just visualizing and observing the path of the breath with this energetic color and quality here on your own. We'll begin to manipulate the breath slightly. And so maintaining inhales and exhales through the nose, we'll start to extend the length of the exhales. Perhaps even twice as long as the inhalation. I'll offer you some counts to explore on your own. For example, as you inhale, fill up for 1, 2, 3, 4, pausing at the top. Then exhaling out, perhaps for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the root of the belly, inhaling for 1, 2, 3, 4. The breath reaches the top. Exhale, empty out for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Keep going, inhale. Pause, feel filled. Exhale, empty out. And keep going just like that on your own. Continuing to visualize the color of your breath, allowing the exhalations to be about twice as long as the inhales. For the next couple of rounds, imagine that there was a feather, a beautiful feather, that was held right underneath your nose. Try to breathe so gently on the exhalation that the pieces of the feather are not disturbed at all. So making your breath even more subtle, even softer and more internal. Wherever you are, let's take one more round of breath like this together. Okay, and continuing to breathe here, we'll move into our first round of Kapalabhati. If you're not familiar with this breath, it's a quick pumping of the abdominal belt, like of the belly region. The inhalations are really natural and really quick. I will demonstrate it for you now so you can see what it looks like. The inhalation is natural, and then from the belly, so quick pumping movement from the belly. Okay, almost like a bug flew up your nose and you're quickly trying to eject it from your nose. So we'll try that together here a couple of times. If you need to take a break, please feel free to do so. Continue to sit up nice and tall here, opening the chest and shoulders. Take a comfortable breath in and a smooth and simple breath out. We'll start with the first round of Kapalabhati. Inhale and begin. Exhale, 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 exhale. Exhale. Last four, three, two. End on an exhale, pressing all the air out. Recovery, breath, smooth inhalation, gathering up the senses. And deep exhalation, releasing any strain or tension. One more comfortable breath on your own. We'll add a breath for tension. On your next inhale, fill up your lungs 3/4 of the way and then hold at the top. And pause here, holding, retaining the breath at the top. Visualizing perhaps a little pinprick of light at the space between the eyebrows, or maybe at the heart center, seeing that same energetic glow, perhaps seeing that same color of energy as you hold, suspending thoughts in space and time. Last four, three, two, gentle exhalation, release all of your air out. Preparing for round two, smooth breath in. Comfortable, easy breath out. Second and final round of the pumping breath. As you inhale, fill up, and then begin. Exhale, 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 exhale. Last four, three, two, end on an exhale, 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 release all of the air out. At the bottom, breathe in, and at the top, breathe out. Take one more of those recovery breaths here on your own. And then preparing for the second and final round of retention on your next inhalation. Again, filling up your lungs 3/4 of the way, not quite a full breath. Pausing at the top to hold. Just allowing this time to be exactly where you are without any additional stimulus. Last four, three, two, and then releasing the breath completely all the way out. Okay, comfortable breath of recovery here. All right, if you are sitting cross-legged, you're welcome to take this opportunity to stretch out your legs. So go ahead and extend your legs in front of you. Give a little point and flex of the toes or circle the ankles. Just get some blood flowing in the lower limbs. And then go ahead and recross your legs, perhaps crossing the opposite leg in front, the less intuitive one. Okay, and then as you continue to sit up nice and tall here, again, lifting from the lower abdomen so the low back is long, resetting the spine to sit tall. We will do alternate nostril breath from here. Let your left hand continue to rest. With your right hand, make a fist. And then with the right hand, open the pinky finger, the little one, and then the one next to it, the ring finger, and then the thumb. Go ahead and take the shape of your hand and turn it toward your face. And gently rest your thumb on the outer edge of the right nostril. So right at the little crest of the nostril, gently press your thumb against it to close. So know that your thumb is responsible for the right nostril. The ring finger will place at the same point on the left nostril, just at the outer edge of the ridge there. So starting with your thumb on the right nostril, gently exhale all of the air out of the left nostril. Inhale through your left nostril. Plug the left outer nostril with ring finger. Exhale out the right nostril. Inhale through the right nostril. Plug right nostril with thumb. Exhale out the left. Just like that. Inhale through the left. Plug the left, exhale out the right. Inhale through the right. Plug the right, exhale through the left. Think of making the exhales longer. Inhale left. Plug left, exhale right. Inhale right, plug right, exhale left. We'll add the counts. Inhale left for 1, 2, 3, 4, plug left, exhale out the right, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale right for 1, 2, 3, 4, plug right, exhale left, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Just like that, inhale left, plug left, exhale right. Inhale right. Plug right, exhale left. Last time with me, inhale left. Plug left, exhale right. Inhale right. Plug right, exhale left. Go ahead and try a couple more rounds here on your own. Finding a pace that works for you. one more full round here. Full cycle. Taking your time here, the next time you exhale out the left nostril, you've finished that round. So when that occurs for you, you can release the right hand down to rest on the right thigh. Try to stay relatively still as you breathe through both nostrils. And in the stillness, observing any energetic effect. Continue to feel the richness of each breath as it oxygenates every cell in the body. And as you breathe here, simply observe and notice if the color of your breath has changed. Noticing the energy that surrounds your breath, the quality within you. And as you continue to breathe here, as you feel the color of your energy this morning, in your mind's eye, perhaps begin to visualize a big, beautiful body of water. Maybe it's an ocean or a lake, one that you are intimately familiar with. Maybe it's an ocean of your own making right now, in your imagination, in your mind's eye. And just in this visualization, in the mind's eye, start to see the way an ocean moves. Notice how the energy of the water creates the wave. The wave swells with that energy, eventually reaches the shore, crashes against the sand, and then begins to recede back into the ocean, back into the source of the wave itself. Really, your breath works in the same way. Each inhalation rising up, reaching a peak, reaching a crest. And then as it reaches the top of the inhalation, it hits the shore, it meets the sand, and you begin to recede as you find that exhalation. As you breathe here, as you continue to feel that experience in the breath, begin to notice if you identify with each individual breath, the waves, or if you can start to identify yourself with the energy of the whole ocean. And every breath or every thought is just one moment, one part of that experience. Visualization of your choice here. We will end our practice together this morning with a seated silent meditation for a few minutes. Welcome the breath. Welcome the space. And be present with its unfolding. Thank you. With one more of those primordial natural rhythms, just like the waves of the ocean hitting the shore, feel your heart beating in your chest, keeping the energy moving. And just feeling this pause of gratitude for that energy, for our ability to be here together this morning. To the mind, you can take the palms together if you'd like, meeting the thumbs to the space between the eyebrows, and with the knuckles of your thumbs, go ahead and kind of massage a little circle into that third eye space, that seat of intuition, giving yourself a moment just to visualize perhaps a moment from your day, and trace a circle in the other direction, creating a space of positivity, of manifestation, of building the energy that you wish to inhabit for the rest of the day. And then finding stillness here as we choose to recognize and see the light that exists in all beings and all experiences. And we choose to bow to that light in one another, and I bow to you. Namaste.